Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. That's right, we're broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard right here on Blog Talk Radio and on iShoutForJoy.com. I'm telling you, we're just tickle pink that you tuned in and that you're checking us out every Tuesday. Oh, my goodness, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We bring you live shows, wonderful topics, awesome guests, and today is no different. Listen, to stay up to date on all of the shows we have lined up for you, you want to join my email list. That's right. You want to do that by going to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. That's right, mitchell-productions.com. Of course, as always, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Pick me up in Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and iTunes, Charvette, all that good stuff. Okay, so I know you're like, oh, my goodness, who is on the show today? Well, I'm telling you, you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I have my artist spotlight. I am excited. Ooh, can you hear me? Can you see me? I'm excited. Right now in the virtual studio with me is my guest. I'm telling you, she is gospel and urban influence, praise and worship singer. She's from Tacoma, Washington. You know this young lady. Yes, you do. Early on, she participated in choirs and singing groups at her local church, and oh, she found herself taking on more and more lead singing and directing duties, even while working as an emergency room nurse. Did you know that? And everything changed when this young lady became the winner of the first season of BET's high-profile gospel competition, Sunday Best. You all know who I'm talking about. That's right. You know I'm talking about none other than Crystal Aiken. Crystal Aiken, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Miss Charvette? Mitchell, how are you?
I'm doing good, girl. I'm so excited to talk to you. You don't know how excited I am.
I am excited.
Oh, my God. Now, what are you doing with the Christmas shopping? How have you finished? Have you started?
I have not started yet. I'm the latest. I'm the worst.
So do you wait, like, the Christmas Eve and then go in the mad rush and get everything?
Well, not necessarily. I don't really get caught up in the whole shopping thing.
Okay.
Because I have a niece and I have several godchildren. And so I do a little different things. But the big thing is not getting a lot of presents because everybody's in their growing spurts right now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I try to make sure that, you know, I give gift cards, talk to the parents, see what the kids actually need. I don't do the whole toy thing. I know that sounds bad. I'm big on educational gifts.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Now, you have to share with our listeners, do you have, like, a favorite Christmas memory, like, when you were growing up? Any traditions or anything you remember around Christmas time that, you know, has stayed with you these years?
Well, I remember when I was a little girl, my mom still has a picture of me and my brother when we were, I don't know if people still do these, the kids still have these opportunity to be superheroes with their underoos.
Yes.
But I have a picture of me and my brother opening our toy with my parents. You know, my mom was in the picture. And, you know, we were superheroes as kids. And so I know we always spend our holidays together. And even though my dad passed away, we still share our holidays together. So we consider it great time to spend with family.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to jump right on in. I tell you, this has, I think over the last couple of years, probably your life has felt like a whirlwind. I don't know. Maybe it felt that way. Did you always see your path going this way? I know I was watching Oprah the other day, and Michael Blueblade was on, and he was saying he always envisioned that he would be doing what he was doing. Even as a little boy, he envisioned, you know, his stardom, this path in front of him. Was that the same for you? Or did this kind of, like, creep up on you?
I would say twofold. I believe that as I've gotten older and I've always enjoyed singing, the more and more that I've done it and aged, that I've always loved being on stage to actually minister about God.
Yeah.
So that was a great thing. But as far as the notoriety and now I'm, you know, traveling and making this a lifestyle, not necessarily. I can't see that this was something that I foresaw, but it's something that I have heard people tell me that it would be a part of my life over the years. So whether that was through prophetic word and or words of encouragement, I don't know. You know, people say they see things. And I'm, you know, so I knew that there was something, but I never really banked on it. And that's why I always went back to school and made sure that I had a career and and just, you know, kind of focused on even my natural gifts.
Yes, and I wanted to point out that you are a registered nurse. My mom's a registered nurse, so big shout out to our healthcare provider.
Yes, right.
In the emergency room now, I mean, is this like, was it like ER or, you know, was it like just high pace as we all think about an emergency room?
Absolutely. ER, the show ER does have some unrealistic, of course, scenes, but the ER where I was in Tacoma, it was we're a level 2 trauma 2 hospital, so we definitely saw a lot of the gunshot wounds. We were in the urban city, so there were definitely a lot of things that we saw day to day that were very gruesome. And so, but high paced. I loved it. You see the sick, but you also see the well. People are talking, and then sometimes people coming and they're not talking. So you know, you get to see all of that, and I really like. I'm kind of a high energy person, and so for me, I like being able to see the different levels of health.
Terrific. And, you know, the foundation of ministry is servanthood. So, wow, what a way you know, your secular job, you know, really that servanthood is kind of interwoven throughout your life in ministry and in your secular job.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there have been opportunities where I've been able to pray with patients because the hospital was a Christian-based facility.
Okay.
Catholic-based facility, so prayer was not something that was foreign when people came to our hospital. So I did have opportunities to do that as well as sing. I was also, especially my schooling times, I was on an oncology floor and had an opportunity to sing with sick patients. And so, you know, there is always different ways to participate in healing and health care, and it doesn't always have to be medically, but just touching a person's life, whether it be talking, touching, you know, hand-to-hand contact or just the voice or the eye contact, even just presence alone can be enough for people.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I'm talking to the dynamic Crystal Aiken. We give a big shout-out to those that are listening in the chat room. Thank you, and those that are on the phone lines, we say thank you as well. So I have to say congratulations, Crystal. Oh, my goodness, Stella Award nominations. Female Vocalist of the Year, New Artist of the Year, Contemporary Female Artist of the Year, Contemporary CD of the Year. I mean, I hope I didn't leave anything out. 4 nominations. Did I leave anything out? I got everything, right?
You left my shot.
Like, when you found out about the nominations, again, Stella Awards, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming up in Nashville, Tennessee in January timeframe. What did you feel? What did you do when you heard about the nominations?
I screamed. I mean, I could not believe that this was something that was happening to me.
Wow.
You know, I've watched the Stellars and I've seen many, many amazing artists win the awards, and this is just something. This I have to say is definitely beyond a dream to even be nominated, to be considered. I think that is definitely, it says a lot, but I really appreciate those people who did the voting in the first tier, which was anybody and everybody. Really thank all of those people, my family, friends, fans, loved ones, people that pray, love, da da, all of that. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And then to the people that are on SAGMA and the people that are radio announcers and all of y'all who play the music and who I've gotten a chance to meet, all that. Oh, I just have to say that this, I mean, it says a lot to be able to even just be thought about and to be considered, and that people believe that your music is touching their lives and know that it's doing having an effect on them. I just believe that God is using me, and it says a lot when people see God through me, and they are, you know, saying that, hey, we want to honor that person. So, and honoring is even just to be nominated to me is phenomenal.
Oh, Oh, yes. And, I mean, certainly big kudos and virtual flowers to you for those nominations. And we certainly look to see some wins from those categories. And like you said, just the thought of the consideration is good, and we appreciate that. And I want to share some of your fans, I'll say, for lack of a better word, some of the reviews that came off of Amazon.com. One person said, she's still Sunday's best. And Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. That's one person. Yeah. Another person said, yeah, these are real off of Amazon.com. So big shout out to Amazon.com in the reviews. Yeah. One person said, your last CD has moments where you can just praise God, and then it has moments where you can ride down the street and have it blasting in your car. And then the last person that I picked up said her songs touched my heart, and I look forward to more offerings from her. So I thought that was sweet, just to share a couple of those reviews if you haven't heard them before with you.
And I say thank you to the people and to the people that are buying the products, people that are listening to the products, and the people that are sharing the music with other people. You know, when you're touched and you're blessed, it's always great to share it with someone else. And to people that take the time out to actually write on Amazon.com, thank you very much. And to Amazon for, you know, having our music there purchasable and all that. So I'm definitely good. This is so amazing to go from the ER room to being an artist. Because I just, the word artist for me, yes, I love singing about God. I always tell people you couldn't pay me to sing in the juke joint, the single, you know, and shaking my hips and yada, yada, yada. I love singing about God. It does a lot for me personally to sing about someone that I love and who I know redeemed my life, and let alone to be able to be in a congregation or in an environment where I would hope that people feel the same way. And if not, I'm here to help you to begin to look at your life as a blessing if you're still able to lift your hands, if you're still able to have a mind that you can think, if you still have a heart that has the ability to love. You are definitely blessed, blessed, blessed. And so you might as well give your offering back to God if he's able to give you and still giving you the breath of life, and still giving you a mind to think, and he's still giving you a will, and still giving you the ability to not be crazy. Because you know what? I could have woke up one day and could have been a crazy mad person, but I'm not suicidal. I'm not depressed. I'm happy. I'm full of joy. And if you are that person, and even if you're depressed, that God is the lifter. He's the lifter of burden. He's the lifter of depression. And so if you're able to have ears and eyes and hands and a mouth, you have everything that you need to praise God.
Oh, girl, you are preaching right now, I'm trying to tell you. And it's so critical that you said that, because something about this time of the year, it's almost a pendulum swing. Some people are, you know, it's very happy time, very family time. And then there are other people who are at the other end of the spectrum, because either they feel like they don't have what they should have, they can't give what they don't want to get, they don't have the honey or the bunny or the whatever. And so almost that seasonal depression comes on some people. So I'm so glad you just reminded people, hey, you need to look at the blessings that you have. Crystal Aiken, girl, you are bad. You are off the chain.
Praise God.
Yes. Now, you know, there's certain of your songs, certain songs that you have that get a lot of major airplay. You know, I Desire More and What If. But I got to tell you, my favorite song, I love all of the songs. My favorite song is a song about Jesus. The words, if people listen, there are so many words in that song. Oh, it's one phrase you say towards the end of the song. When you forget my face, he remembers my name. And I put that on my Facebook. I don't know how many people click, I like. Tell me, who wrote that? How do you go, you know, what was the writing process, I guess, for all of the songs? Do you write? Did you pick out writers? How did that work?
Well, I am a writer. I just am very nervous oftentimes to write. But there definitely is a writer in me, definitely a creator in me as far as creator of words and development, all that stuff. But as far as for this first project, about was kind of shy. And so we definitely sought other people to give us their songs. And this song about Jesus is definitely one of my favorites because it was written and produced by D. Kirk Franklin. And yes, he was a request of mine. I definitely, you know, I thought that since, you know, I came from Sunday Best, that it would be something to be able to have D. Kirk Franklin be a part of the first project. And he definitely was that. And the words are definitely powerful. When you listen to the words, not just the beat, you realize that life really is about a song about Jesus, but that's really who we should be singing about. Mm-hmm. You know, there's great songs out there that have our hips moving and our fingers snapping. But at the end of the day, it's not the song that lasts forever. It's really his word that lasts forever, and it's he who is the one that we should be praising and thinking about. And I love inspirational music and you know, all different types and genres, but I have to say that songs that exalt God are so wonderful. And that song about Jesus is definitely that. There's no denying who that song is about.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. So what are you working on now? Like, what's going on with you now? I know you're doing a lot of traveling.
Doing some traveling, and I'm currently back and forth right now to the Upper Marlboro area in Maryland. I'm at Evangel Cathedral. Right, they're having a Christmas play out there, and I will be back again for the 19th and the 20th for the plays that they're having. There's a 12 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and a 7:30 on Saturday, and then a 5 o'clock on Sunday, the 20th. We close out that last day. That'll be the finale. And that has been great. Been doing that for 3 weekends, and then definitely traveling. And then, hey, guess what? Zomba has so that they give me the little checklist, I guess, is ready for us. We're ready to start a new project. Yeah.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
So I'm very excited.
So you're at the very beginning stages of that. So more to come, more to come. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you connect with Crystal Aiken on Facebook. I think that's probably like one of the best ways to connect with you. Would you agree?
I really do believe it is a great, great, great medium for connection and networking. Definitely.
Yes, and then if you don't have her last project, you want to pick that up, download it on from the iTunes Store, Amazon.com, anywhere music is sold, pick up Crystal Aiken, self-titled CD. Now, are there any collaborations that you would like to do? Anyone out in the industry that you kind of look at and say, oh, you know, I'd really like to do a collab with them?
Well, the good thing about it is on the first project, I was able to do a collaboration with Natalie Grant. The Natalie Grant, she is the top female vocal artist in CCM. She's phenomenal. And so that was definitely something, after going to the Dove Awards and saw her performance, I had to work with her. And so I would say this for this next project, I'm kind of keeping my eyes open. There are some wonderful, I don't want to start dropping a lot of names,
right.
You know, because then I don't want to leave anybody out, because maybe somebody wants to work with me, and then if I don't say their name, I don't want them to feel like I don't like them, because I love everybody. But,
fair enough. Y'all can blame that on me. I asked the question.
Yes, but I definitely would like to have some major collaborations, but the more and more that I dig into this album, I just believe that there's going to become such a creative energy that'll be birthed that I'm sure names will start to come furthermore, and I'm really looking forward to working with major, major, major people.
Oh, right. And if people ask you, you know, they may come to you and say, I'm an aspiring artist. I am a local, you know, praise and worship leader. I just know how to sing. What kind of advice can you give me, Crystal? What do you say to those people?
I would tell people to do yourself. Never try to be anybody else. You know, I love the fact that I was raised with the Clark sisters and Vanessa Bell and Yolanda and Cece and the Winans and all of them. One thing I never tried to do was be them. I just watched them do them and be the best them, and then learn how to be the best me. And so I always encourage people to be the best at what they do. And furthermore, the best thing to do is to stay on your knees and to stay in prayer. Because, you know, I really found out the more that I read the Word of God, the more that I found my confidence. And not only that, the more that I found my esteem, and furthermore, the more that I found my purpose. And the more that you read the Word of God, you just really get strengthened in who you are. And, you know, you just get excited for what God has for you. And never to seek fame and fortune, but to always appreciate where you are right now, because sometimes people forget to be happy and excited in the moment now, and they're always seeking for what to come, that oftentimes they get discouraged when what they're looking for doesn't come fast enough. So appreciate this time. You know, when you're a kid, be a kid. When you're a teenager, a teenager when, you know, because by the time you get to be our age and above, you know, it's like, honey.
There's no breaks.
That's right. So just appreciate where God had you at that moment and smile and laugh and love on God and let him love on you. And I'm telling you, the doors will open when God sees that it's the time for them.
Fabulous. You heard it here live, ladies and gentlemen, from Crystal Aiken. Crystal, I know your time is precious, so I just have one last question, and I'm going to let you go. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
I would say that my constant, definite motivation, a couple of things. One would be my mother. She is a strong, strong, strong foundation in my life. And if I know that she's alive, I know it helps to keep me motivated to do more. She's definitely an encouragement. And then I would say anytime that I'm able to wake up and I still can move my hands and my feet, I feel that it obviously is purpose for me to get on with the day and to make life continue to happen. The Bible says to live life for the day and to not worry about the tomorrow, but to live today as it is the last. And so if I'm able to wake up and I can breathe and I can get on my knees and say, thank you, Jesus, then I obviously know that I have a lot to accomplish for the day. So I tell anybody that if you are still alive, you have much to accomplish and to not let time be wasted.
All right. Outstanding. That's what motivates you. And we fell in love with your mom from the show. So I think it's kind of like one of those things, like we just feel like we know her and we love her and we could come over for dinner and everything.
Absolutely. And I tell people this all the time. Love on your family. Love on your family. Time is so precious. And you never want to have a lot of regret. You really don't. And I tell people this too. If there's anything that's left, biggest thing is to get in your word. The more we consider ourselves, if you consider yourself a Christian, but you know not the word of God, how do you consider yourself a Christian? A cook obviously has a cookbook.
Yeah.
So they obviously something that they have to refer to and look back on, and that's what considers them to be a cook. Well, if you're a Christian, you got to have something that's giving you direction. So if you know not the word, how do you say that you're a Christian if you know not who Christ is? So I always encourage people to get into the Bible, love the word, ask God for the appetite, even when you stumble and you don't know what it's saying and you're feeling like you're getting confused. Let God give you the direction so that you can love his word, because the Bible says to know him is to love him, and to love him is to keep his commandments. But if you don't know his commandments, how can you love him and obey him? So I would say dig into your word, and that will be amazing motivation for you.
All right, dynamic, dynamic. Again, listeners, Crystal Aiken, and again, we love your music ministry, and we look forward to great things that are coming from you. We're going to keep our eye on you around the Stella Award time period. And again, we just thank you so much for your time and appreciate you stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
All right. All right, listeners, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvet Mitchell Radio Show. Charvet will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
I'm Dr. Jamal Bryant, and in just a few short weeks, I'm releasing a brand new book entitled World War Me, How to Win the War That I Lost. You might not realize it, but consider this. Most of the problems that we're faced with are not from external forces, but internal realities. Bad decisions and poor choices can bring your life to a screeching halt. I'm a living witness. Everything that I needed to survive and be successful was laid right out in front of me. But because of bad decisions and poor choices, I almost lost everything. I want you to learn firsthand from what it is that I had to go through so you do not have to go through the exact same thing. You can win the war within. Get this book. It's going to absolutely help you make better choices and stronger decisions.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Woo! This was an awesome, awesome segment. Yes, we started the top of the hour out with the dynamic Crystal Aiken. She is phenomenal. Gospel artist, four nominations for this year's Stellar Awards that's coming up in Nashville, Tennessee in January 2010. And so we certainly, again, give her virtual flowers for that, and hopefully she will win in some of those categories. I believe she will. Hey, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show wants to tell everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. We're so glad that you helped us to have a dynamic year by listening every week. You know, even if you're listening live, or if you're listening in the archives, or if you're listening on iTunes, you may be listening from Facebook links, or from Twitter, or from my MySpace blogs, or from 16 other blogs on the World Wide Web. You may be checking me out from iShoutForJoy.com. Wherever you're listening from, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are planning some phenomenal shows for the month of January going into 2010. Going to bring you a lot of great things. You know how we do. We try to keep it live. We try to keep it hot. And we're going to just keep doing that. Listen, remember, join my email list by going to www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. Some of you may be saying, I can't remember all that. I can't get all of that. No problem. Just Google me. You know that song called Google Me, Baby? I can't sing, but I'm not going to try. But anyway, you can Google Charvette, S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, and I'll come up. You can Google Mitchell Productions, and I'll come right up that way as well. Some Richmond restaurant spotlights and shout-outs that I want to give. Lucille's, if you are in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, if you are driving through Richmond, Virginia, while you are traveling this holiday season, you want to check out Lucille's over on 1203 North Laburnum Avenue. The food is out of this world. It's your classic soul food restaurant, but they have some entertainment with a twist. You can check out their comedy night on Thursdays, and you can check out live music on Fridays and Saturdays, and they just got a whole lot of things going on. Oh, big shout out to them as well, because they opened a second location on Brook Road, the Brook Road area, so check out that location as well. And I spotlight that restaurant because that is locally owned, that is owned by an African-American, and it is owned by an African-American woman. So you know we do a lot of sister spotlight, sister girlfriend spotlights and shout-outs. So we want to shout-out Lucille's Restaurant, which is doing very well here in the capital city of Richmond. And we want you all to check them out, show them some love, and tell them you heard about it on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I was there Saturday. We had a ball. Big shout-out to my girlfriend Christina Griffin Harrison, who celebrated her birthday, and we went there and hung out. So, listeners, until 2010, we want to wish you all, again, happy holidays, and just be safe and be blessed. And we're going to check back with you then, all right? Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.